421, it's a DWS News Hour. Scott Beatty with you, and Mayor Deb Frank-Finan from the city of Champaign is with us as well. Appreciate you, Mayor, joining us here in studio. And you had a busy night last night at Champaign City Council meeting. Very active, a lot of things going on. A lot of public input before some resolution, it looks like, to the issue surrounding zoning. And it's a citywide issue, if I understand it correctly, but Clark Park neighborhood has been particularly active and vocal in this matter, right?
I think that's true. We knew that there were a few other places, Ashland Park and a few areas in the north that were impacted by this. It's smaller lots, so 50 to 60 foot lots. But the Clark Park neighborhood has been active because the request came originally relating to building in that neighborhood.
The matter boils down to homes that are quite large compared to the lot size, so basically not a lot of yard space or anything like that, and kind of some folks believing it alters the character of a neighborhood if these larger homes get put on. There were three main options discussed or presented to City Council, and you ultimately voted for option one, which, to get technical here, says replacing floor area ratio with a new standard for lot coverage, and What goes on from here?
Well, I think we were looking at open space and sort of capping the total, how tall it can be. FAR, which is hyper technical and would take me way too long to explain, is a calculation related on total lot size and square footage of the house, and you get to the FAR calculation. It was really popular in the 70s when it was implemented. Almost no place in the country uses it anymore, and so it's time to update that and also look at what's reasonable that helps maintain the character that makes that neighborhood very, very special, but allows for some modernization of houses. As one council member said, you know, it could even be that you're retrofitting for elderly, you know, so you've been there for a while but you need to expand or put a handicapped accessible bathroom or, you know, entryway. And so we want to make sure that those things are available to the neighbors that are in that neighborhood. So the staff will work on, they got council input on option A. It won't be exactly like it was in the memo. They'll go back to the neighbors for more input. And I would expect we'll see at least one more study session at council before it goes forward.
Mayor Deb Finan with us here on the News Hour after a busy council meeting last night, switching to the topic of street signs, the honorary street signs, the brown signs that are around the city, and they had been given an expiration date of 10 years after they go up. That was enacted back in 2015, if I recall, maybe 2014. And that included everybody, whether it's a very notable, popular public figure or somebody like an officer who died in the line of duty. Now, after last night, if you're a city employee, like a police officer, like Robert Tatman, who died in the line of duty, your sign stays up permanently.
Forever.
And
right.
Yeah, forever. Hard to argue with that, I think, for most folks. My question is looking back from when this 10-year cap was first put on, did your viewpoint change on this? Did council's viewpoint change on this? Maybe the impact here?
I think we didn't realize the input, but I also think that when we first adopted it, it was very important to us to not start making a bunch of exceptions. Everybody could argue that their person was the one reason that council should change the policy. And so council was kind of dug in for a while there because we would have had honorary street names, you know, sort of everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that this is the right decision. There is no doubt that someone who gives their life in the line of duty, and it's any city employee is what we changed it to. So it doesn't have to be just a fireman or a police officer. It's anyone who dies while performing work for the city. And we hope that doesn't happen to anyone else. But if there is an honorary street name, then that just stays up. And I think that's the right way to honor that sacrifice. And, you know, it really came to light last year when there was an honorary street done on a state road for Officer Tatman because we had taken it down in the city of Champaign. And I think that's what got Councilmember Stock thinking about it and working with staff to get it revised. So he gets a lot of credit for getting that done.
And he was not on council, it should be noted, when the rules were first enacted.
No, and I think, you know, when the rules were first enacted, we had a bunch of signs up and we just applied it across the board, you know, and there were several calls I got in those first years about, for example, Julia Burnham. We took down Lou Henson's, and so we really sort of took this hard line of everybody gets 10 years. And I think we weren't thoughtful about the impact that would have on the employees who had sacrificed their lives for the city. And so this is a great solution, and I'm glad that Councilmember Stock brought it forward.
Wanted to shift to an issue that may be upcoming. Saw that Council Member Clarissa Foreman and the rest of you have signed off on trying to get a study session about fines for marijuana possession for people age 21 and over, I believe, getting those lowered. Why is that an important issue for you to be looking at?
I think it was important to Councilmember Foreman. I'm certainly willing to talk about it. I want to hear from law enforcement's perspective what that will mean or how that will change things. But I think generally there is a move, you know, nationwide and certainly statewide to decriminalize the use of marijuana, particularly in small amounts that would result in an ordinance violation. You know, charging people who oftentimes can't afford the fines to begin with, and then they end up in our court system because, you know, then they're in the court system. If you don't pay the fine, then you've got a, you know, maybe you've got a warrant issued for your arrest or something else. And so just thinking through, you know, how do we want all of that to work? I had requested that it be 21 and over because from my perspective, we need the underage drinking ticket violations. They're about, I believe, $350, and we need them to remain high enough so that there is a deterrent for students on campus. You know, maybe they've got to call mom or dad if they get that ticket. Mm-hmm. They certainly might think twice about doing it again. And I thought it would have been odd to have, you know, the underage drinking ticket be not be the same as a marijuana ticket, particularly since marijuana remains illegal at this point. And so I had requested that if we look at it, we look at 21 and over so that we don't have to mess with those issues on campus.
Makes sense there. It kind of keeps apples to apples in a way when it comes to age brackets.
So we'll see how that study session goes. I'm really interested to get the information and hear what everyone's concerns are.
All right. Mayor Deb Finan with us, her monthly chat with us here on the DWS NewsHour. Anything that stands out as top priority for you in the next month? I put you on the spot, didn't I?
You got me off guard. Yeah. Well, we're going to continue to work on Clark Park, so that, you know, that's going to be a big one. I believe that we have an upcoming study session within the next month or so on the potential for the downtown hockey and hotel and MTD renovation. And so hopefully that will be coming soon, and that will be a priority for council as well.
Mayor Finan, thanks always for your time.
Thank you.
It's 4:30 and local news in a moment.